How to Be a Refugee by Simon May. Read by David Timpson, with an introduction read by the author. For notes and sources, please see the accompanying PDF, which will be available to download from your audiobook library.
Forward. The most familiar fate of Jews living in Hitler's Germany is either emigration or deportation to concentration camps. But there was another, rarer, and today much less well-known side to Jewish life at that time. Denial of your origin, to the point where you manage to erase almost all consciousness of it. You refuse to believe that you are Jewish. In reaction to a long history of racial and religious persecution, and out of intense love for German culture, you repudiate your birthright. This feat of repudiation, epitomized by my mother, her sisters, and her parents, did not originate with Hitler's rise to power. The ground for it was prepared long before, in the late 18th and early 19th centuries, when some Jews, such as Rahel van Hagen, the great woman of letters whose extraordinary intellect and sensibility were admired by Goethe, Schiller and Wilhelm von Humboldt, among other luminaries of her time, came to regard their heritage as a curse that poisoned their whole existence and debarred them from full belonging in the world of German culture, to which they were so fervently devoted. But in my mother's family, such repudiation of origins was pushed to an extreme, becoming an ethnic purging of the inner world, a profound alchemy of the soul. Nor did it cease with Hitler's defeat. Though my mother had fled to London from Nazi Germany, and I was born well after the war into a vastly more tolerant era, I was forbidden to think of myself not only as Jewish, but now also as German or British. I have attempted to tell the story of the extraordinary German-Jewish world from which my family came, as well as of my own quest to carve a path to both its heritages, principally through the remarkable lives of three sisters, my mother and my two aunts. They are very different ways of grappling with what they experienced as a lethal origin, included conversion to Catholicism, marriage into the German aristocracy, securing so-called Aryan non-Jewish status with high-ranking help from inside Hitler's regime, and engagement to a card-carrying Nazi under whose protection survival in wartime Berlin was possible. But we also meet other figures with a similar heritage, such as my maternal great-uncle, who became a Catholic priest and translator of St. Thomas Aquinas, and the loved child of a Jewish woman and a passionate Nazi, who, so far unknown to us, claimed me and my family as his sole surviving relatives. To recount these contortions of ethnic and cultural concealment is categorically not to criticize them. Who are we who have never experienced racial hatred in its vehement forms, let alone in the form of state-sanctioned persecution, to criticize anyone's strategy to survive and flourish in such conditions? Who are we who have lived free lives where our particular heritages have been accepted and sometimes even admired, to cast judgment on ancestors who were forced to find ever more ingenious ways of appearing harmless to the majority and to themselves? Their choices are only my business, because to be born into this strange tributary of the Jewish experience was to be commanded to construct an identity out of everything that I was not. Following the early death of my father, also a German-Jewish refugee, I was raised a Catholic and mandated, on pain of betraying my mother and her parents, to live as a refugee in the country of my birth. In effect, I was instructed never to arrive anywhere, to be a hereditary refugee. The urgent questions that this raised for me, questions of identity and belonging that seem to be everywhere around us today, are these. Are we not all in some way exiles in an era that is shedding its past at unprecedented